It's time for Herd Mentality, and it's all about Josh Allen. As Josh Allen week continues today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Wednesday to you, and thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day, or if you're joining us on the YouTube channel, your first watch every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement rings. Use code LOCKEDON at checkout. Well, folks, Josh Allen week continues here on Locked On Bills. And today is Herd Mentality, which is typically the weekly episode where you take control of what we talk about, whether you send in questions, comments, takes, whatever, regarding the Bills, and I respond to it here on the podcast. Today, it's going to take on a little bit different form, where it's all about your items that you sent in, but they are all about Josh Allen. There's no other topics covered here than Josh Allen. And a lot of this is going to be stories and people sharing things and thoughts about Josh Allen and his impact on being a Bills fan. And so I think you're going to enjoy this. I think you'll find a piece of yourself in almost all of these. And this is just going to be basically just a bunch of Bills fans geeking out about Josh Allen as the team's quarterback. And it's really cool. I've obviously put all this together, so I've read all this. But I really enjoyed just being able to connect with everybody through these messages, because so much of this is true for me as well. And so I'm going to read a lot today on the podcast. I'll comment as it feels appropriate. But for the most part, I'm just going to be the vehicle for broadcasting so many great things and takes and comments that have been sent in regarding Josh Allen. Of course, more of the questions will be held for Friday, where I tackle the tough questions regarding Josh Allen. Some of that will happen today, but at the end of the day, this is just you guys talking about number 17 for the Buffalo Bills. So let's get into it. First one comes from Mandy. Mandy says, 20 years from now, Bills fans that are kids now will hold Josh Allen the same esteem and reverence that my generation holds up Jim Kelly. And I believe Allen will have a similar impact on the Buffalo community as Jim Kelly had. I absolutely can see that. And I guess what's kind of cool about my age group is we got a taste of that Jim Kelly when we were growing up. And then we endured the drought and all the bad quarterbacks that came with it. And now it feels like we have our guy in Josh Allen. Tom says, this is probably my favorite. Shows what Bills Mafia thinks of him, as well as how genuinely thankful and humble he is. And what Tom sent in when he was saying, this is my favorite, is he shared a tweet from Josh Allen. And the tweet is basically Josh saying, at a loss for words, Buffalo, I love you. And then it was in response to some data about the money raised for Oshai's children, for Oshai's Children's Hospital after the Seattle game. And I think that was a pretty special moment. The Seahawks came to Buffalo the day after Josh Allen's grandmother passed away. The Bills beat him 44-34. Josh Allen played out of his mind, over 400 yards passing. And to see the community rally around Josh and Bills Mafia rally around Josh to raise over $1 million for Oshai's Children's Hospital. And now there's a Patricia Allen pediatric recovery wing there. That's really, really special. And I think in so many ways it encapsulates everything about Bills Mafia's relationship with Josh Allen. Tatanka Bill says, just a few thoughts on Josh Allen that you may or may not want to share with your listeners. First of all, I would not be a Bills fan if they didn't draft him. I was going to be a fan of whatever team landed Josh Allen. I am from Wyoming, grew up there, and my dad still lives there. So we are lifelong Wyoming Cowboys fans, or Wyoming Cowboy fans. The 2018 draft was a nerve-wracking experience, especially the few days before the draft, when his old tweets came out. At the time, I remember being relieved when Cleveland took Baker Mayfield. I wanted Josh to be number one, but found it hard to find myself rooting for the Browns. I thought Buffalo was a perfect fit, although I was hoping for Denver or Arizona because I live in Phoenix. Now that I have been a Bills fan for 4 years, I can honestly say that this team has become the team that I love and follow more than any other team in my list of favorites. Bills Mafia is amazing, and the organization is just all class and talent from top to bottom. So really, I just want to say thank you to McBean for going after Josh, and to you and the rest of Bills Mafia for being so welcoming and available everywhere. I get a Go Bills out in public every day because I'm always repping the logo and I love it. Also, you're welcome for giving you all the man himself, Josh Allen. How cool was that? The Bills have gained fans in Wyoming, right? People that were fans of Wyoming with Josh Allen there and have now adopted the Bills as their favorite team and have fallen in love with the Buffalo Bills through that. Super, super cool. Next one comes from Mark, who says, Josh was the QB I hoped the Bills would get in the draft just because of the physical skills, potential to deal with Buffalo weather. I thought the lack of supporting cast and suspect coaching shortcomings handicapped that potential. Well, I couldn't be more pleased with his fit in Buffalo, his work ethic, development, and production. Favorite memory so far? Cowboys on Turkey Day, the botched snap on 4th and 1. He recovers the fumble and then vaults over the line to get the first. No other quarterback is making that play. As a fan, and I'd say as a player, he is the gamer I want leading the team at quarterback. Eagerly look forward to the next chapter. Love that. I think that play was a big one. That game was a big one. And I talked about that a bit yesterday on the podcast. But you're right. I mean, that play was done. Any other quarterback just falls on the ball. Josh Allen picks it up, plows through the line, gets the first down, and the way he celebrated, you knew that that guy was different and that guy was special. The next one comes from Mike. Mike says, I enjoy listening to your podcast and your insights, so I am particularly excited to listen to your podcasts next week as you are featuring my all-time favorite player. I have lived 44 of the past 48 years in Wyoming and have been a University of Wyoming fan since 1974. I was at the game in Laramie when Josh burst onto the scene only to break his collarbone in 7 places during that first game as a Cowboy. Even a casual fan recognized his leadership and athletic capabilities, even though the sample size was small. My 2 favorite Josh Allen memories, both in the 2016 season, were ones my family and I attended: Wyoming season opener at home against Northern Illinois, and Kenny Golladay, who had 3 touchdowns. The game had an almost 2-hour storm delay and finished after 1 a.m. In the third overtime, tied at 34, Josh, on a scramble, went right and forced to his left, eluded 2 Huskies, and scored the game-winning touchdown. In that game, Josh had touchdown passes to Jacob Hollister and Tanner Gentry. As an aside, current Bengal Logan Wilson recovered an NIU fumble in the first overtime. That Cowboy team also included NFL players Andrew Wingard, Brian Hill, Chase Roullier, Carl Granderson, Marcus Epps, and Rico Gafford, among others. The second memory was probably the most exciting game I've ever attended, a 30-28 win over number 13-ranked Boise State. War Memorial Stadium in Laramie was electric. The Pokes trailed 14-0, 21-7, and 28-20. Josh scrambled to his right and hit Tanner Gentry, who made an unbelievable catch in the end zone with 6 minutes left. Josh then converted a 2-point conversion attempt by hitting a receiver in the back of the end zone. UW won the game on a safety with 1:25 left to win. Josh had 2 touchdown passes to Hollister besides the 1 to Gentry. My question for you and Josh, I think the success or failure of a player in the NFL depends a lot on the teams they play on. The teams ahead of the Bills in the 2018 draft were Cleveland, the Giants, the Jets, Denver, and Indy. I firmly believe, and that's B-I-L-L-I-E-V, Josh would not be at the same level he is currently if drafted by any of those other teams, especially Cleveland and the two New York teams. Speculate where Josh would be in his development if he had been drafted by each of those teams. Thank you again, and go Bills. So I think it's fair to say that Josh Allen probably wouldn't be the player he is today. He benefited from a really good infrastructure, both from a coaching perspective and talent, the way that Brandon Bean is built around him. It's been a really good fit all around between Buffalo and Josh Allen. Now, I don't want to sit here and act like Josh Allen would be a complete failure as an NFL quarterback if he went to a different team. That's too much of a slight against Josh for me to feel comfortable with that. Josh Allen's a special football player. Now, the Bills have done well to bring it all out of him, but I don't want to dismiss the idea that Josh couldn't be a successful player elsewhere. I just question if it's at the same degree as we're seeing today. So I just guess I'm careful to not dismiss Josh Allen and all the potential that he had. And I don't think Buffalo was the only place where that would have been unlocked. I don't think to the same degree. Certainly the Bills have done very, very well. But Josh Allen's a special dude. And I think he would have found a way to be successful anywhere. Now, would he be Josh Allen as we know him today? Maybe not. But he has a special skill set that I think transcends a lot of those dynamics that typically hold back other players. Jared says, what was the game that you thought the Bills might have something here? For me, it was the Dolphins game. It ended in a loss when Charles Clay dropped the pass. But for me, I saw it as a player taking control of a team. Well, certainly I think you saw some glimpses late in 2018 coming back from the injury. The Dolphins game that year, obviously. Week 17, the Jacksonville game stands out. But I will point to the Dallas game, the Thanksgiving game, just because it was such a big moment, national stage. Josh Allen, you know, had some hype. The team was doing pretty good, 7-3. And it was really, I felt like, America's first real opportunity to see this player and assess his growth. And I think in that moment, it changed for a lot of people. How he went out and played efficient football, made plays, and led the Bills to a tough road win on a big stage. Obviously, the 4th-and-1 QB sneak stands out. I think that was the game where I thought it all kind of came together, and I said, wow, the Bills might have something here. Alex says, Chris Sims recently ranked the top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL and placed Josh Allen at the top of the list. Do you agree with his spot for Josh and his analysis of why he put him there? So typically I like to fight Homer takes and, you know, agree here. The way that Chris phrased this in terms of the quarterback that I would want to have on my team, I would agree. Josh Allen is the guy you would pick. But I don't think you can sit here and stack him up against a Patrick Mahomes from an accomplishment perspective and feel like Josh Allen has earned the spot of number one quarterback in the NFL. And certainly, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are late in their career, but their accomplishments are amazing. And Tom Brady certainly higher than Aaron Rodgers in that regard. So if I could have any one quarterback to be my quarterback, I would pick Josh Allen. But if you're looking at this through the lens of what player has done the most or what player is the number one quarterback in the NFL, I think Josh Allen's resume is going to pale in comparison to some of the other guys. But if you tell me I can pick any quarterback to start my team with, I'm picking Josh. Brian says, my herd mentality input about number 17 is how much his play has turned my son into a football fan. He loves watching to see what Josh Allen will pull off out there. Yeah, I love that too. I think about that a lot. I don't have a son, But I do think about Josh Allen's impact on the younger generation of Bills fans and football fans in general. And, you know, I talk to kids sometimes. You know, I have nieces and nephews, and they have friends. And, you know, I'm at our community pool where there's a lot of kids there and things like that. And I'm at the playground with my daughter, and there's kids there. And we'll naturally get into some football conversations with some of the kids. And it's funny how many times Josh Allen just kind of comes up in those discussions, and how people say, yeah, my favorite player is Josh Allen. And they grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So yeah, Josh Allen's impact on this young generation of football fans is really, really, really cool. Ben says, I've been living in Boston for the last 7 years. Needless to say, my outspoken membership in Bills Mafia has invited some negative attention, including being loudly taunted by a subway operator after the Stephon Gilmore, Mike Gillisley signings. However, after Josh was drafted, one of my best buddies at work, a diehard Patriots fan, obviously, didn't waste any time telling me how horrible of a pick it was. Then through Josh's rookie season, he would frequently send me unflattering stats and comparisons. As a result, I jokingly changed his ID photo in my phone to a headshot of Josh. So every time he texts or calls me, a picture of Josh Allen comes up. And let me tell you, that image has aged like fine wine. Every year, I get more and more joy seeing the picture and constantly being reminded of how Josh has shoved it in the face of all his haters. You know, that is a great point, because obviously Josh Allen had a lot of questions and a lot of doubters, but he has played at such a level and elevated his game to such a level where the haters have no choice but to say, I was wrong. I was wrong. Palms to the air. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Super cool how Josh silenced his haters in the biggest way possible. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure offering pointless or seemingly intimidating questions like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and save money when using Rock Auto. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? They have everything you can need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need over at rockauto.com. Let's keep it moving. We got a ton to get to. As you are probably not surprised to hear, a lot of people sent in emails and DMs about Josh Allen, and I want to get to as many as I possibly can. Next one comes from Ryan, who says, the thought that overwhelms me every time I think about Josh Allen is how happy he makes me as a Bills fan. I'm 42 years old, and I live in Ottawa, Canada, and I fell in love with the team in the 80s. I went through the high at quarterback that was Jim Kelly, then waited and waited until the Bills finally had a successor. I got spoiled as a kid, but I embraced every single quarterback that came after like they were the second coming of Jim Kelly. Todd Collins, EJ Manuel, Trent Edwards. Heck, I even tried to convince myself of Rob Johnson, even as I watched him run backwards 13 yards and get sacked. Needless to say, for a long time, I felt like Bledsoe was the best I might see at QB1 in my lifetime as a Bills fan. I had a hard time getting hyped about this regime initially. I had whatever hopes I had for new ownership damaged by the nightmare hire of Rex Ryan, so I just worried about another 7-9 at best group. I'm happy I was wrong. I'm happy I was wrong about not being overly excited when the trade was made and the pick was announced. More than anything, I'm happy I no longer think of Josh Allen as Jim Kelly's successor. He's Josh Allen 1.0, and the experience watching him doesn't get any better. For almost every season for about 20 years, a 7-point deficit seemed insurmountable. Now when the Bills are down by 14, it's nothing. Just two Josh Allen plays away from a tie game. He gives us all hope as Bills fans. What more could we ask of him? As a separate thought, when you were working on your book, Go Bills, available now at Amazon and BuffaloBillsBook.com, what does it make you feel knowing Josh is now our quarterback? I suspect going through many of the past names and knowing he's in the here and now makes sleeping a whole lot easier as a fan. Yeah, that's a fun question. And I worked on the book chronologically. I started at 1960 and I worked my way through 2021. And so I got to relive the Bills history chronologically. And obviously, you know, Jack Kemp to Joe Ferguson, and Joe Ferguson's a player who, through researching and writing the book, I gained a lot of respect for. And then, you know, Jim Kelly comes. And then there's that gap, right? That long, long wait from 95 until 2018, or 96 until 2018, where it's just this revolving door of quarterbacks. And, you know, having to write the book, you try to set the scene and paint the picture of the player that the Bills acquired and some of the hope that was there, and then just how quickly it was like, man, he's not the guy, and they move on, next quarterback. So I think going through that across the, I guess, 6 months or so that it took to write the book, it did give me even more of an appreciation for Josh Allen, because not only did I live through it, just like everyone else did, but I again relived through it when I wrote the book. And it certainly brings a lot of satisfaction knowing that the situation is 100% resolved for the foreseeable future. Next one comes from Josh. Josh says, my favorite Josh Allen memory is when he led 7 straight touchdown drives against the Patriots in the playoffs last year. After all those years of getting beat down over and over again by New England, it felt so good to give it back to him in a game that knocked them out of the playoffs. Hard to argue with that. My favorite thing about that, and I've said this before in the podcast, is if I'm not mistaken, that's like the 7th or 8th time that Allen went up against Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick is not close to figuring him out at all. Next one comes from Alexander, who says, Josh Allen has made the Bills entertaining. I think that is first and foremost the best thing that he has done for the team. Above all else, as Buffalo fans, that's what we need. Now, of course, we want a Super Bowl win. I think we get it this year with Josh. I feel no fear. I feel no stress about the matter because we have the big three, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and Brandon Bean. And the team is built the right way, so a win will come. It's pretty incredible the pride that I have in Josh Allen as our QB1 when I was very underwhelmed when he was selected. My reaction was literally, okay. Hope these guys know what they're doing, which was night and day to my cheering for the Tremaine Edmonds pick a few spots later. You and me both, Alexander. I remember when the Bills picked Josh Allen, I thought to myself, you know, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean seem like pretty sharp guys, but I'm a little surprised they're going to hitch their wagon to Josh Allen, because let's face it, the success of Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean was tied to Josh Allen when they did what they did to get him. It's like, all right, here it is. Ride or die, baby. This is your guy. Good for them. They bet on themselves, and we're all real happy about it. Next one is from Nick. Nick says, Josh Allen has the arm of John Elway, the body of Cam Newton, the intellect and work ethic of Peyton Manning, the competitiveness and clutchness of Tom Brady, the leadership and integrity of Alex Smith. Last year's playoffs were only a hint of what he is capable of. If he can avoid serious injury and play a long career, he will be an all-time great. There will someday be a statue of him outside Bills Stadium. The statue will be hideous, but still wonderful. Next one comes from Johnny, who says, I moved from Western New York to New Jersey 9 years ago. When I first got here, all the sports fans I was meeting just ripped the Bills, especially after the Josh Allen pick. As the 2020 season went on, their tone and approach completely changed. I could boast about my quarterback at work and to friends knowing that we had that guy. And more importantly, Josh has brought into the Buffalo community. And more importantly, what Josh has brought into the Buffalo community. Obviously, his play is huge, but his personality is why he's perfect for Buffalo. I'm proud to be a Bills fan and proud to call Josh Allen our quarterback. Absolutely, Johnny. Mike says, if Josh Allen pulled a Logan Thomas and switched positions to come into the NFL, what position do you think he would be best at? I'm tempted to say tight end because We've seen so many quarterbacks make that move, but I'm actually going to say defensive end. Josh is a football player through and through. I think he would love the chance to bull rush an offensive tackle. I also think he would take the time it takes to perfect his pass rush moves throughout the offseason. To me, he profiles as an elite pass rusher who can anchor and set the edge as a run defender. What do you think his next position would be? I like that you said defensive end because Josh, like, almost 6'5", 240. He's got over 33-inch arms, over 10-inch hands. His agility scores at the combine were really, really good. I think you have a fair point here. And I think to optimize his value, right, a pass rusher, a defensive end, is more important than a tight end or even a linebacker, which is another position where I gave it some thought. So I think Josh is just one of those special athletes that regardless of what he does on the field, he's going to be really good at it. I think the smart answer is tight end, but I'm digging what you're saying here at defensive end, and I wouldn't dismiss the idea of linebacker as well. Scarecrow Boat says, imagine with horror that the Bills had taken Josh Rosen in the 2018 draft. Do you think McDermott and Bean would still be here, or would the absence of Josh Allen bring them down? As good as McDermott has been in rebuilding the culture here, I think it is fair to say we would have been stuck in mediocrity without 17. I think that's fair. Here's what I will say is that Sean McDermott coached this team to the playoffs in 2017 with Tyrod Taylor and very poor quarterback production that season. I think that Sean McDermott has that baseline skill set as a coach where you're never going to be terrible. You know, I think you're always going to have a respectable record because of the culture that he makes happen, because of how he prepares and what he expects, and it's just his leadership in general. Now, Josh Allen has taken that from a completely average, mediocre team to one of the best teams in the NFL. But I do believe that they would have gotten a reasonable quarterback. Would it have been an NFL MVP candidate? You know, that's probably tough to say. But I think if this team, if Sean McDermott can coach this team to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor, that there's other quarterbacks that he can get them to the playoffs too as well. And we're talking about 2019 Josh Allen, not quite the one we've seen the last 2 years. That team went to the postseason as well and went 10-6. So I think there's enough of a sample size in those two seasons to point to and say that, yeah, Sean McDermott's probably going to be a successful coach no matter what. But I think the difference between being a good head coach and you know, viewed as a great head coach is the average quarterback to Josh Allen. And I think that's probably true for a lot of coaches. But I don't want to dismiss what Sean McDermott got done in 2017 and 2019 with what I would classify as below average quarterback play for a playoff team. Connor says, the day that the switch flipped for me was the Thanksgiving game against Dallas. I was spending the day with my in-laws who are all Giants fans. I love to stir the pot, so stopped at the casino and placed a $10 straight bet on the Bills. Everyone laughed and poked fun all night about how I threw away the money, and if I wanted to throw it away, they would have kept it for me. At halftime during the Dallas game, I had that familiar mindset of, oh, here we go again, being a Bills fan. We're going to blow it in the third. And then a remarkable thing happened. Allen didn't implode, and in fact, he looked great. And while the final score wasn't one that will be sung about with glory, I realized that day that we had the guy. Not just our guy, but the guy. All that being said, I have an honest question for you. Do you hold your breath when he slings it, especially when he just uncorks it? Or do you hold your breath? Especially when he just uncorks a shot, do you hold your breath, or is that just me? I'll tell you what I did in 2018 and 2019. You know how it is with the rookie quarterback. You live and die with every throw. You want so bad for him to be your answer. And I remember literally living and dying with every Josh Allen throw in 2018. But now, when he launches it, I get excited. I stand up. Like, when you know Josh is uncorking one, I literally stand up because I feel like the result's going to be really, really cool. So, no. He's done enough over the last 2 years for me to do the exact opposite. It's not hold my breath. It's very excited to see what's going to happen on the other side of that throw. Dan says, my Josh Allen moment that I knew he was the one was the 4th-and-2 against Dallas on Thanksgiving. When he fumbled it, I swear I had seen that play by the Bills no less than 10 times. He fumbles, we miss it, and the Bills lose. Not this time. Josh did not just fall on it. He found it, picked it up, and muscled his way forward for the first down. He then finished by letting everyone in the stadium know it was a first down with his emphatic signaling of a first down. That play was when I was like, this is just a good quarterback for us. He is the one. Go Bills. Chris says, I apologize in advance for the lengthy preamble, but to tell you and my brother and sister Bills fans how Josh Allen impacted me, I need to establish the proper context. I was raised in upstate New York and attended UB in the early 1990s, a truly unique and sublime time to live in Buffalo, where the community loved the players and feeling felt mutual. Just look and see how many Bills had their own weekly television show. While I wanted to stay in Buffalo after I graduated, that was not part of the plan, so I moved around a bit, attended graduate school, married a girl from Kentucky, and settled down in Cincinnati. I would call my parents every Sunday evening to check in. To people of a certain age, long-distance charges were pretty expensive back in the day. I do remember that. During football season, the conversation was always about the Bills game, which during the drought was a brief, well, Chris, you didn't miss much. We didn't even get the game televised today. My mother was diagnosed with dementia around the same time that the McBean era started. So ironically, while we had a lot of good things to talk about, often it was, Christopher, did you see what that 17 did today? What's his name again? Because of COVID, we went close to 2 years between visits and her decline worsened. We would talk on the phone and she would forget her grandchildren's name. It ultimately confused me with her brother, but I could always redirect the conversation to the Bills and she would get fired up about that 17. One of the sadder outcomes of the 13 seconds game was how upset she was the next week being told that 17 was not playing. We had to place my mom into a memory care facility a few months ago and her journey with dementia is almost complete. Rather than dwelling on the sad fact, I would prefer to focus on the joy that Josh Allen's inspired play brought to my mother the past couple of years. Sure, we all want to finally win a Super Bowl, but taking a moment to smell the proverbial roses and reflect upon the sheer joy of watching Josh Allen do Josh Allen things, both on and off the gridiron, from telling New York City reporters that he is perfectly happy to play in New York to throwing a football through a Charles Barkley sign for a golf mulligan, we as a fan base are really blessed to have that 17. Thank you for sharing that. That was really cool. You know how our friends at Built are always coming out with new flavors? Well, this time Built has truly outdone themselves with their new Mud Pie flavor. And for the first time ever, Built is introducing the Mud Pie flavor in both Mud Pie Bar and Mud Pie Puff. Not sure what Mud Pie tastes like. Well, if you're a chocolate fan, you better sit down for this. The new Mud Pie Bar is rich whipped cream and chocolate mousse smothered in 100% real chocolate and topped with cookies and cream crumble. You got to try Mud Pie as soon as possible, excuse me. And you need to hurry because Mud Pie Bar and Mud Pie Puff are only available for a limited time. Visit Built.com to try it out. They're super healthy. Built products are all low calorie, high protein, and low sugar, and they're going fast. Check them out. I have a deal for you. Go to Built.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, we got a bunch more to get to. Let's keep going. The next one is from Gerardo, who says, greetings from Querétaro, Mexico. Josh Allen has meant to me a rebirth and the feeling of satisfaction with the Bills. He gives me hope that we can be in the mix. The switch was turned on for me in the game against Dallas. Saw a guy that wanted it more, that was willing to lead with example and put the team on his shoulders. I have loved many moments, looks on the sideline, interviews, plays, but definitely that game was the moment I started to believe. Nick says, seems so recently we were arguing if EJ Manuel or Ryan Nassib was the better answer for Buffalo at quarterback in the draft. When EJ failed, it was Kyle Orton who damn near ended the drought and gave the Mafia a tiny glimmer of hope. Heck, there were plenty of fans in debate between Matt Castle, EJ, and Tyrod, calling Tyrod Ty God. We can skip over the guy between Tyrod and now without speaking his name. In all my nearly 30 years of Bills fandom, there's never been a true answer until Joshua Patrick Allen. No more hoping to sneak in the playoffs or compete with the Patriots. The script has completely been flipped. No hot takes here, but figured it serves as a reminder of how recently Buffalo was the butt of all the pro sports jokes and how damn good it is now to be a fan of the Buffalo Bills. Where else would you rather be, and who else would you rather have as QB1 than JA17? Well put there, Nick. Amy says, so here's my Josh take. I love Josh Allen. I love him way more than even Kelly. But in the non-football aspect of it, I'm getting tired of him. It's probably because as a member of Bills Mafia, I hear, read, see things about him constantly. He's become a little Baker Mayfield-ish, if I'm being honest. Yes, I'm a little ashamed of this take. Amy, appreciate the you sharing the way you feel, but I think I can probably speak for a lot of Bills Mafia and say we want everything Josh Allen that we could possibly get. And the thing about Baker Mayfield, you saw him like he was just like a big time commercials guy. And I don't really see Josh in commercials. He had that one like one liner in the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. And maybe like in Western New York, he's on commercials more. But I think the moments that we get outside of football of Josh Allen are really cool. Like he's at the match or he's at the NFL honors or he's seen somewhere. And it always seems to be very positive. So I'll take all the Josh I can get. Michael says, so when Josh was drafted, I was not a podcast junkie like I am now. My thoughts then was that the team is going to fall in love with his size, cold weather team needing that big QB. I just thought it was going to be another EJ Manuel pick. Big, inaccurate quarterback. I was in the Lamar camp for my pick. Then when I heard them say the Buffalo Bills select Josh, I started saying, please be Rosen. I'm with you. Well, I'm glad the Bills selected Allen and not Rosen. The moment I started to really like Josh came early seeing his leadership on the sidelines. I remember him coming to the defense and apologizing after throwing a pick early in his rookie season. Almost every game, I seen Josh go to teammates on the sidelines and encourage them. We haven't had a leader like that in a long time. It's so exciting to see the fire in Josh now. He has gained so much confidence. So outside of the rocket arm and desire to be great, my favorite trait is his leadership. He gets a lot of publicity for his antics, jokes, special handshakes he has. Those are just ways that he builds chemistry with the team, with his leadership. I've increased my thumb up to my employees because of Josh. That's good. I like that visualization. I get it. There it is. Love watching Josh play. Love seeing the Bills have such a great team. Thank you, Michael. AJ has a hot take. He says Josh Allen sets career highs in passing yards and passing touchdowns, but gets robbed of the MVP award, though he makes up for it by hoisting the Lombardi Trophy and Super Bowl MVP. Well, first of all, I think we'll all take the Super Bowl MVP and the Lombardi Trophy over any other accolade that can exist. But if Josh Allen goes out and sets career highs in passing and passing touchdowns and doesn't get MVP, I might be a little upset about that. But again, we'll take the Super Bowl. AJ shares his favorite moment. He says 2018 week 17 versus Miami. This is a great choice. Josh's start of dominance against the Dolphins. This was the game where I really believed he could be a good quarterback in the NFL. 226 yards and 3 touchdowns, 95 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. This team started the season so poorly, but from an overall game, this was his best outing of the year. And even though we finished 6-10, the way he ended the year and this game left us feeling good about the future. Since then, he hasn't lost to Miami, won 2 AFC titles, and made the playoffs each year since then. That game was the start of something special for this team. I love that answer. You know, Dallas is a very common answer. It's the one that I give, but I think number two is definitely 2018 week 17 against Miami. And I love contrasting that to that Bills offense early in the year. It's a good, I like that take. JR says, one of my favorite quarterbacks is Brett Favre. The way he played the position up until he quit was with youthful energy and fun. To me, Josh plays the game in the same manner, competitive with a youthful spirit. I'm turning 44 this year and I still act as goofy as I did when I was young. The next quality I like is Josh acts in the same manner, serious when needed, goofy and fun otherwise, down to earth. A third quality is his work ethic. You can tell he was raised on a farm and you hear a lot of those principles of that upbringing translated to playing quarterback. He never rests on his laurels, and I doubt he ever will. When you combine all of these things, he feels like a regular guy, just like you and me, who happens to play in the NFL. Favre had that same quality about him. There is no doubt that he fits perfectly with the NFL team and our fan base. Everyone, enjoy every moment we have with him as quarterback. Love that. Andrew says, I love the podcast. I grew up in Buffalo and live in North Carolina now too. I fly the CH-53E helicopter for the Marine Corps and got stationed here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It is about an hour north of Wilmington. Been to Jacksonville. My brother, a Marine, was in Jacksonville for a while as well. So I've spent time out there. I was a huge Bills fan growing up. I am 33 years old. And if I remember correctly, we are about the same age. I'm a little older. I just turned 36 in June. The Music City Miracle will forever be a devastating memory. Anyways, I played football all throughout high school and was an avid follower of the Bills and football in general until after college and early Marine Corps. I wasn't living in Buffalo anymore, but then I heard we got this guy named Josh Allen. Then we're in the playoffs. Then we went 13-3. I've been back in the game and love listening to your podcast to get to know all the players and the ins and outs of the organization. I met my wife during my fandom lull, and she had no idea I love football so much. She was an Eagles fan, but don't worry, I've converted her. We are actually planning on going to the preseason game in Charlotte. If you're also going to the game, I would love to meet you. I think that would be really cool. Yes, I am going to the game. I have to come up with something cool for all the people in the Charlotte area that will be at it. There's a lot of us, so that'll be fun. Continuing, I'd have to say my favorite Josh Allen moment was the bomb to Gabe Davis to keep us in the game and reverse momentum. There are a couple of things I want to say, though. The guys put too much pressure on themselves last year learning how to be a good team. I think the players need to stay focused and enjoy the moments. They mic'd up Mahomes before a playoff game, and that's what he was saying. Let's enjoy this moment. I thought that was so smart. Just relax, enjoy the moment, relish the chance to make big plays. We want those fourth and goals with seconds left because that's when legends are made. That's why football and sports are so great. I'm also getting into coaching because we just had our first child on April 2nd. His name is Roman Alexander, and I plan on teaching him how to throw both left and right-handed. This way he can be the NFL's first ambidextrous quarterback and pick up where Josh leaves off. After Josh wins 48 Super Bowls, of course. Lastly, I want the team to keep the underdog mentality. I know we are favored to win the Super Bowl, but still no one believes that we will do it. I work with people all across the country, and all they say is the Bills are choke artists. I hate it, but I do enjoy that we are actually good for once in my life, and having an elite quarterback and a great team definitely makes watching the sport a hell of a good time, win or lose. You know, it's funny. I was watering the plants in our backyard. My wife has hanging flowers and stuff, and so I was out watering them literally last night. My neighbor came over to me, and he goes, "So how do you feel about your Buffalo Bills being favored to win the Super Bowl?" You know what I mean? Like, those are the questions we're getting now. Those are the types of questions we get now. It's just super cool. All right, the last one. Matthew says, here is my take on when I knew Josh Allen was the guy. Selfishly, I'm going to give you two brief memories. First, a friend of mine plays guitar occasionally for the national anthem at the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. He happened to be playing the Vikings-Bills game in week 3 of the 2018 season. We were on the field before the game, and Josh was out there warming up. Dude was massive and throwing classic JA-17 sonic boom spirals. An hour later, the stadium was stunned as Allen hurdled Anthony Barr and later Supermaned into the end zone. You know, we forget about that. Like, that dive into the end zone was pretty cool too. Like, it wasn't just the hurdle. That Superman moment was awesome. The second moment was week 12 of the same year against the Jags. I was home visiting family, taking in a Bills game together the only time that year. The moment came in the first quarter when Josh somehow got off a 75-yard dime touchdown throw to Robert Foster while he was being sacked. I have no idea how he got that throw off. 2018 was not a great statistical year for Josh, but he showed the world he had the it factor big time. Man, you're not kidding. That throw to Robert Foster, I have slowed it down and watched it so many different times, like even from the end zone angle. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense how he got that football off. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this. I certainly did. Like I said at the beginning, I think a lot of us can find a piece of ourselves in so many of the things that were submitted. And so we all just geeked out about Josh Allen for like 45 minutes here on the podcast. I was just the mouthpiece, if you will, for all of these awesome submissions. And it's been really fun celebrating this by sharing all of the stuff that you guys share with me, with our entire audience. So I love this. Tomorrow's going to be really fun. It's going to be a roundtable discussion with me and three other Bills fans, where we just talk about Josh Allen and his impact on us as Bills fans. And so I think you'll enjoy that tomorrow. Friday, we tackle the tough questions regarding Josh Allen moving forward. And so you guys have filled that up with some really, really good stuff to get into. Make sure that you stay dialed into Josh Allen Week and beyond here. Like I've said a million times, we are a 5-day-a-week podcast all year long. So even when games are happening and not happening, even in this dead period from when OTAs end to training camp, we are 5 days a week for you. So keep it dialed in, and would love it if you took a second to rate, review, share the podcast, tell a friend about what we're doing. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.